The true and the false. In the first chapter of Genesis, we read that God made all after his likeness. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. From this it follows that God self-evidently is and is good, and that his idea to be his image must be exactly like him. In other words, the idea or man of God is equally good with its principle. Thus we have God and his man as complete and all, opposite to this one creator and his creation, we find a suppositional presence called Lord God, Jehovah, and his creation. The account of this is given in the second chapter of Genesis. Here the suppositional opposite, mortal man, and his so-called mind, appears under the name of Adam. It is this Adam, and this alone, that needs to be annihilated, saved, or redeemed. The remainder of the scriptures is devoted to the accomplishment of the annihilation of this Adam supposition. Adam stands boldly forth, proclaimed as an accomplished fact, as that which is. But is Adam that which is? Or is God and his idea all that is? Adam is only supposition, that which seems to be but is not. And this suppositional opposite of that which is what has to be annihilated. Is it not Adam, this suppositional opposite of God and his idea, which claims to be you and your mind? That through which you must understand your way to find freedom?